This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the February-March issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have a look into the most interesting new releases in fiction, including Alice Hoffman's newest, Faithful. It's an Earphones winner, read by Amber Tamblyn. I also have an interview with award-winning author T.C. Boyle and a review of his latest, The Terranauts. It's an Earphones winner, read by Lindy Houck, Joy Osmansky, and Charlie Thurston. Let's get right to it. Our first review today in fiction, as are most of our reviews in fiction, an Audiophile Awards Earphones winner. And as you know, Audiophile Awards Earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews carry a QR code, which when you scan it with your smartphone, it will play a sound sample of the book, and I'll let you know when a review has a sound sample. If you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear sound samples of most of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review today is Paradise Lodge by Nina Stibbe, an Earphones winner, read by Helen Baxendale. Narrator Helen Baxendale splendidly captures the spunky voice of 15-year-old Lizzie Vogel, who has taken a job at Paradise Lodge Nursing Home because she wants to buy better shampoo than her struggling family can afford. Baxendale expertly recounts the humorous narratives, as well as the voices of the diverse elderly residents and nurses. As Lizzie becomes too deeply involved in the lives and care of the residents to the point of nearly failing in school, Baxendale maintains a light, upbeat tone. Listeners are not to feel sorry for Lizzie. She can take care of herself. This isn't a sad tale about the elderly either. It's a hilarious story about living life to the fullest. This perfectly narrated sequel to Man at the Helm can stand on its own. Michelle M. Goggins wrote that review of Paradise Lodge by Nina Stibbe. It's an Earphones winner, read by Helen Baxendale, available from Hachette Audio for 9.25 hours, unabridged. Next, we have Cruel Beautiful World by Caroline Levitt. It's an Earphones winner, read by Exie Sands. Narrator Exie Sands' smooth voice and evocative performance of this novel about relationships, family, and loneliness are an audiobook lover's dream. In 1970, 16-year-old Lucy runs away from Boston to set up house with her English teacher, William, in rural Pennsylvania. Sands changes up her volume, pacing, and expression to create a range of moods that mirror each character's inner world after the teen disappears. Noteworthy are her portrayals of Lucy's oppressive isolation and dawning realization that William is not the man of her dreams, her older sister's distress and determination to find the girl, and their adoptive mother's worry and guilt about her own failures. Sands slips easily among the different viewpoints, including those of the men, building the tension and keeping listeners fully invested in Lucy's story. Candice B. Levy wrote that review of Cruel Beautiful World by Caroline Levitt. It's an Earphones winner, read by Exie Sands, available from Highbridge Audio for 10 hours, unabridged. Next, we have Do Not Say We Have Nothing. It's written by Madeline Tien. It's an Earphones winner, read by Angela Lin. This audiobook marries a haunting, compelling story and a memorable performance by its narrator. Angela Lin reads with assurance, confidence, and a gentleness that captures the mood of the story. Lin has a thin, high voice, and she uses it to set the scene in China. The time frame alternates between the Cultural Revolution of the 1960s and the present, and Lynn guides listeners through the emotions that churned during those tumultuous years. Lynn also uses her impeccable Chinese language skills to pronounce the names and keywords that dot the text, lending credibility and atmosphere to this lyrical book. Robert I. Grundfest wrote that review of Do Not Say We Have Nothing. It's written by Madeline Tien. It's an Earphones winner read by Angela Lin, and it's available from Recorded Books for 20.25 hours of unabridged listening, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review in fiction is The Q. It's written by Basma Abdel Aziz, translation by Elizabeth Jacquette. It's an Earphones winner read by Mark Bramhall. In an unnamed city in Egypt, people wait in a colossal line for justice, for absolution, and for common decency from an authoritarian government known only as the Gate, which thus far has kept its doors shut. Mark Bramhall's deep voice and stoic tone carry this story, which cuts close to the bone of real-world atrocities, and his Middle Eastern accents are most impressive in their authenticity and subtlety. One of the men waiting is Yahia, who carries a government bullet in his pelvis, which is the only evidence the Gate harmed one of its citizens in an uprising. Bramhall embraces the multitude of characters wholeheartedly, breathing life into those in the queue as weeks turn into months and the pacing and tone shift from apprehension to indifference to, ultimately, desperation. Elizabeth Ellis wrote that review of The Queue by Basma Abdel Aziz. It's translated by Elizabeth Jacquette, an Earphones winner read by Mark Bramhall. It's available from Random House Audio for 6 hours, unabridged. Next, we have Faithful by Alice Hoffman. It's an Earphones winner read by Amber Tamblyn. Amber Tamblyn's crisp, emphatic narration draws the listener into Hoffman's latest novel. Listeners follow Shelby Richmond as she emerges from the horrors of a life-changing accident and learns to feel, live, and love again. Hoffman's trademark lyric language and touches of magic, along with Tamblyn's assured reading, elevate the overly familiar coming-of-age tropes and coincidental plot. Tamblyn fully conveys Shelby's growth from listless despair to harsh edginess, to aching hope. Her voice cracks with longing, sadness, bitterness, and resignation, then lifts as Shelby heals. Her narration distinguishes characters with variations of tone and pitch, as well as subtle accents, creating a satisfying listening experience that Hoffman fans will relish. Rena Toby wrote that review of Faithful by Alice Hoffman. It's an Earphones winner read by Amber Tamblyn, and it's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 8.5 hours of unabridged listening, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next fiction review today is Harmony by Carolyn Parkhurst, read by Abigail Ravache, Georgiana Marie, and Cassandra Campbell, and it's an Earphones winner. Desperate to help their older daughter, Tilly, Alexandra and Josh Hammond partner with Scott Bean, an unconventional child behavior expert, in founding a community for families with children who have autism. The principal storyteller is younger daughter Iris, performed by Abigail Ravache, whose rhythms and pitch sound authentically preteen. Iris's curiosity and kindness charm listeners who sympathize with her confusion over Scott's strict authority and her mixed feelings about her sister's condition. Cassandra Campbell's silky voice matches Alex's internal musings as she tries to understand how her family has fallen under Scott's control. Both performances are tinged with unease and a slowly developing tension. Georgiana Marie narrates from Tilly's viewpoint, using exaggerated energy to dramatize the teen's loosened hold on reality. Candice B. Levy wrote that review of Harmony by Carolyn Parkhurst. It's an Earphones winner read by Abigail Ravache, Georgiana Marie, and Cassandra Campbell. It's available from Penguin Audio for 9 hours of unabridged listening. Next in fiction, we have Grace by Natasha Deyon. It's an Earphones winner read by Lisa Renee Pitts. The conceit of a narrator speaking from the grave has been done before, but rarely has it been as emotionally wrenching as in Natasha Deyon's mesmerizing debut novel. Narrator Lisa Renee Pitts delivers the intricately woven story spanning 30 years in the lives of a family of women slaves. After scenes of sexual violence and a murderous bloodbath, 15-year-old pregnant Naomi attempts to escape but is shot by slave catchers. Before she dies, she gives birth to Grace, a light-skinned child who is taken from her and adopted. Naomi's spirit follows the child, now called Josie, and through flashbacks, Pitts reveals lives filled with humiliation, dehumanization, and hopelessness. She presents Deyon's characters in unrelenting images truthfully, exposing how little women, particularly African-American women, were valued in this time period. That review by yours truly, Sandy Henschel, is of Grace by Natasha Deyon, an Earphones winner read by Lisa Renee Pitts. It's available from Blackstone Audio for 13.75 hours of unabridged listening. This is just a reminder that you are listening to the February-March issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. Welcome to my world. We will now continue our reviews in fiction with Bright Lines. It's written by Tawny Nandini Islam, read by Sonila Nankani. It's an Earphones winner. With great energy, Sonila Nankani performs this audiobook so beautifully that the listener is transported to the Salim home in Brooklyn. This is a family story filled with complex relationships. Nankani makes all these clear with her vocal flexibility. Each character has a strong voice. Matriarch Hashi is no-nonsense and sharp-tongued. Daughter Sharu is sassy and bold. Conflicted cousin Ella is practical and reserved. And Patriarch Anwar is the man trying to keep up. Nankani balances the lyrical Bangladeshi accents of many of her characters with a perfectly paced narration that connects the lively conversations. This audiobook provides an excellent look at the lives of family members who are dealing with change, questions of identity, and conflicts large and small. Leslie B. Fine wrote that review of Bright Lines by Tanwi Nandini Islam, an Earphones winner read by Sonila Nankani. It's available from Blackstone Audio for 12.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next in fiction, we have Swing Time by Zadie Smith, read by Pippa Bennett Warner, and it's an Earphones winner. Zadie Smith's writing takes center stage in this exceptional novel of tenuous friendships, racial and gender politics, and the complexity of family relationships. Smith's language etches precise incidents, characters, and places, all heightened by Pippa Bennett Warner's appealing, husky voice and spot-on narration. Two black girls meet, recognize themselves in each other, and form a bond. The unnamed narrator and Tracy both love to dance, but when the competition rears its ugly head, a love-hate relationship develops. As the girls become women and move on in their lives, Bennett Warner's delivery reflects all the characters' indelible personalities. She provides just the right nuances for the girls, their mothers, and the self-involved rock star the narrator works for. Don't miss this wonderfully written, convincing story, expertly delivered by Bennett Warner. That review by yours truly, Sandy Henschel, is of Swing Time by Zadie Smith. It's an Earphones winner, read by Pippa Bennett Warner, and it's available from Penguin Audio for 13.75 hours of unabridged listening. Now we will take a break from our reviews, and we will have an interview with T.C. Boyle. T. Corrugeson Boyle is a serious novelist with a keen sense of the absurd. His short stories appear regularly in The New Yorker, The Atlantic, and Harper's. Michiko Kakutani of The New York Times praises his manic gift for language, his love of exaggeration and grand guignol effects, his ability to work all sorts of magic variations on literature and history. Boyle has won prestigious writing awards for his remarkable prose and vision, and of his trademark dark humor, he says, "There's a kind of satiric underlay to it. It's just the way that I see things." Boyle admits to being a complete audiobook addict. "I never drive anywhere more than 10 minutes without an audiobook, and I often take them out of the library, but I also have my own. The actors are very important to me. I love to hear new books, but also books that I know well. It depends on who the actor is. The actor is critical." A couple of years ago, he listened to a recording of Light in August by William Faulkner, read by Will Patton. "He's from Mississippi, and he got the accent right. I've read the book several times, and he just completely illuminated it for me." As well as being an avid listener, he's also an Audiophile Earphones Award-winning narrator for the narration of his own works, Wild Child and Other Stories, Talk Talk, and The Tortilla Curtain. He continues to record, but says, "It's a time constraint thing. It takes tremendous focus to be in the studio. It gives you a headache, actually, and in the studio you get distracted." In his first outing as an audiobook narrator, he met Audiophile Golden Voice narrator Scott Brick. "So I said, 'Scott, I've got a 400-page book here. How long would it take you to do that?' He said, 3.5 days. So I did it in 3.5 days also, and I pretty much held to that ever since." Boyle has just recorded a story for The New Yorker. "Whenever you publish a story for The New Yorker," he says, "they have you do a recording for their podcast. So you start to read and you get hungry. Your stomach rumbles and then you have to stop and then you lose track." The last audiobook he recorded was A Death in Kitchewank and Other Stories. "Of course, we'd stop for lunch and foolishly I'd eat lunch and then I'd be too tired to do anything," he learned quickly. "After that, I would skip lunch. At noon, I would walk around the block, drink a Diet Coke, have a bag of peanut M&Ms, and go right back in and fire it off." Next year, he's looking forward to recording his new book of stories, The Relive Box and Other Stories. His recent novel, The Terranauts, follows a group of scientists, 4 men and 4 women, selected to take part in an alternative community prototype called E2. The story is based on the actual biosphere experiment of the early 90s. For his research, Boyle read all the books and articles about the first experiment, and he visited the site for a few days. He alludes to the actual history in the novel, blending real events with the possibly real. Selecting the types of characters for a novel is not a logical process for Boyle. "I hear a voice and start following it." He listened to narrator samples before deciding on Lindy Houck, Joy Osmansky, and Charlie Thurston to play the 3 main voices. "I'm pleased with that result. I especially loved the woman playing Linda Osmansky. It's the best part anyway, but she was so natural. She did a brilliant job with it. It's his first time doing a book with three first-person narratives. It makes it so much more intimate, he says. Each person is talking to you, telling their version of events, which is sometimes contradictory. Also, it makes them, I think, much more human than the third-person narration because you hear from their hearts what they're feeling exactly. One thing that struck Boyle about the original Biosphere crew and the original astronauts was the inherent racism in the crew's selections. They had no qualms about having only Caucasians in their crew. I thought it would be interesting to have an Asian American to see how it would go, to put this element in too, because don't forget, this whole idea of a space colony or creating a new biosphere in case the old one collapses is very exclusionary. I mean, who's going to go in there? And what about the rest of us? That interview with T.C. Boyle was conducted by yours truly, Sandy Henschel, and here is a review of The Terranauts by Boyle, read by Lindy Hauck, Joy Osmansky, and Charlie Thurston, and it's an Earphones winner. This audio performance captures the intensity that is typical of Boyle's work. Lindy Hauck, Joy Osmansky, and Charlie Thurston take turns at the helm of this riveting production, each taking the role of a Terranaut, a scientist selected to take part in an alternative community prototype called E2, as Earth itself feels the pain of climate change. Each narrator manages a fully developed character whose role in the experiment is tightly bound up with the other bold and ambitious scientists, as well as the complex workplace politics and public scrutiny. The voices of the three central characters are filled with all the emotion one expects in this kind of insular environment. The overall performance, combined with Boyle's imagination and details, results in a mesmerizing listen. Leslie B. Fine wrote that review of The Terranauts by T.C. Boyle, and Earphones winner read by Lindy Hauck, Joy Osmansky, and Charlie Thurston. It's available from Harper Audio for 21 hours, unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. All right, we turn back now to our reviews in fiction, and our next review is The Orphan Mother. It's written by Robert Hicks, and it's an Earphones winner read by Adenrele Ojo. The heartbreaking story of former slave and midwife Mariah Reddick is intelligently presented by narrator Adenrele Ojo. Mariah navigates the shifting relationships between Southern owners and former slaves during the Reconstruction era. Ojo reflects Mariah's joy at her newly won freedom and the fear and horror she suffers as her only son exercises those new rights. A tone of regret and anger creep into Ojo's voice as Mariah seeks justice. Tenderly portrayed by Ojo, a chaste romance between Mariah and a sniper seeking redemption elevates this potential potboiler into an effective historical novel. Fans of Hicks's best-selling Widow of the South will find some of the same characters here, now accepting new roles as the South changes. That review by Randy O'Brien was of The Orphan Mother by Robert Hicks, and Earphones winner by Adenrele Ojo. It's available from Hachette Audio for 10.5 hours unabridged. And our next review is 100,000 Worlds by Bob Prohl. It's an Earphones winner read by McLeod Andrews. Narrator McLeod Andrews' warm voice weaves this complicated story of real and imaginary worlds as characters attend various Comic-Cons, national conferences that promote comic books, and the spin-off products associated with them. A number of characters are featured, ex-TV series actress Valerie Torrey, her 8-year-old son Alex, comics illustrator Brett and writer Gail as their lives intersect at a series of Comic-Cons. Andrews acts out the characters, imbuing them with believable personalities and emotions. His performance is a treat for listeners as they fall in love with Alex and his exploration of the 100,000 worlds that are intertwined with his own. Miriam B. Kahn wrote that review of 100,000 Worlds by Bob Prohl. It's an Earphones winner, read by McLeod Andrews, and it's available from Penguin Audio for 12.75 hours unabridged. Finally, today we have Mr. Monkey. It's written by Francine Prose, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Kirby Hayborn and Nan McNamara. A darling orphaned chimp who is rescued from the jungles of Africa comes to live with his new family in New York City, and hijinks ensue. What could make for a better, more saccharine children's musical? Voice talents Nan McNamara and Kirby Hayborn seamlessly find the sweet spot behind satirical and sympathetic in this richly observed tale of a cast of wannabe and second-chance actors who are trying to keep their beleaguered off-Broadway production afloat. Whether it's Hayborn giving voice to a 5-year-old boy's fear of switching schools, or McNamara reflecting a serious actress's mortification at finding herself on stage in a multicolored clown wig, the book is consistently funny and heartbreaking throughout, an achingly gentle, smart, and satisfying listening experience. Brian Price wrote that review of Mr. Monkey. It's by Francine Prose, read by Kirby Hayborn and Nan McNamara, and Earphones winner from Harper Audio for 9.25 hours of unabridged listening. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll have reviews in contemporary culture, including a review of The Fire This Time, A New Generation Speaks About Race by Jesmyn West, read by an ensemble of narrators, and My Own Words by Ruth Bader Ginsburg, read by Linda Lavin and Justice Ginsburg. I also have a narrator highlight with Graham Halstead and a review of his Earphones winning reading of WTF, What the French, by Olivier Magny. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, WXXI.org.